howitzer smiled. He touched a button on his desk, and a cage began to rise up from the floor, its bars glowing green. Inside the cage, the real Superman lay slumped on the floor. Kryptonite radiation flowing through the steel bars of the cage was sapping his strength.
"You and Luther will never get away with this evil plan,"
said Superman weakly, looking across at Howitzer. From the other end of the phone, Luthor heard Superman's voice and laughed.
"We've already got away with it, Superman."
His twofold plan was working perfectly. Superman was completely trapped as long as the cage's kryptonite rays were activated. And the bogus flying saucer invaders that Howitzer had designed had already terrified people everywhere. Now that the world knew that Superman could not help, it would soon surrender. Howitzer grinned as he put the phone down. Then he went back to his latest project, a giant magnifying lens, and ignored Superman in his cage. When Luthor put down his phone, he turned to look at a bank of television screens opposite him. On them, the United Nations members were still discussing whether to surrender or not. Most countries were in favor of it, but some were still holding out. Luthor grinned to himself as he watched. Back in Howitzer's laboratories, Superman was growing weaker by the minute as the kryptonite radiation poured into his cage. Then, he got an idea. Using all his concentration, the Man of Steel aimed his weakened heat vision ray into the lens Howitzer was working on. The giant lens magnified and strengthened the ray. The ray bent as it went through the glass and hit the control panel, which began to glow from the heat. Howitzer had his back toward Superman, and he'd forgotten all about his prisoner. The Man of Steel hoped he wouldn't notice. Just a few more seconds, and kapow! The control panel exploded as it overheated, and the cage was shattered by the flying metal. The kryptonite radiation stopped in an instant. Howitzer turned in shock and backed away as Superman jumped up.
"And now,"
said Superman, starting forward. Then the Man of Steel paused. His super hearing had picked up the screams of helpless people.
"Great Krypton!"
he shouted.
"When I smashed the control panel, it must have set off the lasers in the UFOs."
And he was right. The fake UFOs were now shooting lasers all over Metropolis. First of all, Superman tied up the scientist, saying,
"You'll stay put there for now. I must stop those lasers."
With that, he left, flying at top speed to the Quark Consulate. There, the laser beams from the sky were demolishing and destroying buildings one by one. The terrified people of Metropolis crept back to watch Superman as he flew into the largest UFO, smashing it to smithereens.
"One down, four to go!"
he shouted triumphantly.
"Look!"
said Lois.
"Superman has destroyed the largest spaceship. I knew he couldn't really have given up."
Meanwhile, Lex Luthor hit a remote control button that started up his robot Superman in the secret lab. He barked his orders.
"Get rid of Superman! Destroy him!"
The robot sprang to life. Reaching Superman just as he was smashing apart the second UFO, the robot double crashed into him, throwing him into the river.
"Get that on film!"
Lois cried out to Jimmy as two Supermen flew into the air and launched into battle high above Metropolis. While they fought, the other flying saucers continued to fire lasers at the streets below. As the battle raged to and fro, the watching crowd realized the truth. Those ships weren't alien. Superman never surrendered at all. It must have been that imposter who's fighting him now. High above them, Superman grabbed the robot double and hurled him into one of the alien ships. The ship exploded into 1,000 pieces over the river, and so did the robot version of Superman.
"Wow!"
exclaimed Jimmy.
"The phony Superman was a robot!"
Finally, with the robot and the third ship destroyed, Superman crashed the other two alien ships together. The invasion was over, and everyone realized that Superman had not let them down. He was their hero once more. Superman flew to Luthor's office, taking the scientist Howitzer with him.
Luthor?
He shouted.
Your scientist is going to jail, and I won't rest until the day I can put you there as well.
Luthor shrugged.
No chance, Superman. Howitzer's got nothing to do with me. I fired him last year.
He said calmly. Later, in the Daily Planet offices, Lois Lane typed up the true story of Superman's struggle against the saucers. Just then, Clark Kent walked into the room.
Clark, where have you been?
Me, Lois? I was just covering the story from a different angle.
He said, with a grin. Things were back to normal again.